the end of the growing season, it is time to talk about the beginning Farmer and Rancher Symposium that South Dakota State University Extension will be having. It's the fifth annual beginning Farmer and Rancher Symposium. Coming up mid-November, it's a ways out. Heather Gesner, SDSU Extension Livestock Business Management Field Specialist at SDSU Extension, joins us. Hey, Heather.
Hey, how are you today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. This is a beginning farmer and rancher symposium. You have a lot of folks, some out-of-town experts that are coming in. And tell us why we – now, it is in Brookings is where this is going to be at?
We are going to hold the symposium on the SDSU campus in the Student Union. So if you've ever been there, you're looking for the Valstroff Ballroom once you get there.
All right. Well, there's plenty of room for everybody. And it's November 16th. Do we need to pre-register?
There's not a requirement, but it's requested.
Because are you cooking lunch for everybody?
I'm not cooking lunch, but I want to make sure I have enough ice cream around.
Oh, good old SDSU ice cream. Boy, that
there it is.
Some of the best stuff on the planet. So
I concur.
Yeah. Yep. So who should be there, and what will they learn?
Well, here's what we're planning on. We advertise pretty hard to SDSU students and our two vocational ag programs in the area at Watertown and Mitchell. So we have students planning on attending from those three universities, as well as Northern State has a pretty good relationship with some of our banking and industry that we have some split classes with, so some of their students will be coming down. Then we also invite other beginning farmers and ranchers in the area that have gone back, or maybe they're thinking about it. If you're an FFA advisor and you have a set of seniors that you think probably are inclined to go back to the farm, we'd encourage you, you know, come for a road trip to SDSU's campus for that as well. So some of the things we're going to talk about is, what do you, as the kid going back to the farm and your family, need to be talking about at home when you're making this decision to open an operation up to a returning farmer so that it continues and grows and all those types of things that most people really have as a goal for their family operation?
And, you know, by the time someone, male or female, gets to senior in college or at least graduate to go back, maybe they've got a significant other and maybe they want to plan a family. And, man, can mom and dad and me included in the operation support everybody, huh?
Right. And that's one of the biggest things, you know, that you need to start talking about. It's not just you, the kid, going back. It's you, the kid, with potential family going back to the operation. So how do we make the operation bigger, smarter, faster, better, so that it can afford all of us? You know, how do we talk about some of the things like, how am I going to get paid? When am I going to get paid? Where am I going to live? You know, and some of those conversations that need to really start the whole conversation within your family, and then spreading that between you and mom and dad on to your brothers and sisters that might be involved in the operation. You know, so it's really about, you know, opening some of the big questions and bringing them to light, some of the things that might have been forgotten about as you're thinking about your traditional estate plan. You know, we're going to have some other individuals in to talk about things that they've seen work or maybe not work from a financial standpoint, from the lender's view. And then one of the highlights kind of is we have a panel called The Voices of Experience. So that'll be some of those 30 to 40-year-olds that have now been out of school 10 to 20 years and kind of tell their story on how they made the transition work with their operations. And depending on who I find, there might be some that, you know, the transition didn't work and I had to leave, you know, and do something different for whatever reason those were. So we're going to try to make it very interactive for those early 20-somethings to learn a lot of stuff about the things going home to their family farms.
But, Heather, have you kind of getting the sense lately, I sure have, is that going back to, you know, when I grew up and went to college, I couldn't wait to leave the farm. And that was the trend back then and has been for, but going back home and trying to make it work, going back to the small town Dakotas, going back to try to make the family farm work, That's pretty cool these days, isn't it?
Yeah, there really has been that shift, and you can see that transition kind of through the South Dakota Ag Statistics reports. The number of operations that have more than one generation returning or working with them has increased. You know, we got over the depression of the 80s and all of that ickiness and the low prices in the early 90s when, you know, moms and dads didn't really encourage you to come back to the farm because there was no way for the operation to support another family. You know, we're just kind of scraping by. Why don't you go do something else was the common theme.
Right.
You know, and some of these higher prices have been more of an opportunity for families to say, you know, we might be able to continue the family operation, bring that kid back, and keep this thing going and make that be our legacy. So we really want to help those producers that have that opportunity, and if it works for them, we want to give them all the tools we can to make that a successful transition.
This is real convenient for folks who have a lot of chores to do because as you have college students involved, I see you're not starting till noon.
We're not going to start until noon.
Okay.
And that's not just because we don't think they'd be up. We tried to fit into some different class schedules so that when we try to break on the hour so that students can come and go in between class schedules as it's needed. But, yeah, we're going to run noon to 5 and have a couple breakout working breaks where you can talk to some of our sponsors and talk to them about some of their beginning farmer and rancher programs that they might have available. Like I said, we're going to have ice cream available at one of those breaks. So we sure encourage a lot of those students to attend and join us.
And it's free thanks to some good folks like South Dakota Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, Farm Credit Services, South Dakota NRCS, South Dakota Ag Department. The list goes on and on.
There's quite a few of them. Yeah, we've got amazing support from everywhere from Farm Credit and other lending institutions to some of our South Dakota organizations. Yeah, we really appreciate their support. Without it, we would have to charge just to rent the room and the facilities and bring in a speaker and those types of things. So they've really stepped up again for the 5th year in a row, and we really appreciate that.
Very good. All right, Heather Gesner, the South Dakota State University Extension Livestock Business Management Field Specialist. November 16th. In Brookings, on the campus at the Union. All right, Heather, thank you very much. The Beginning Farmer and Rancher Symposium, 5th annual. You probably have the 6th next year.
I've got it on the calendar.
All right, I'll talk to you before then, though.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Heather.
You bet. Thank you.
Yeah.